Consumer prices stay low.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good day to you. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The government reports consumer prices fell last month for the first time in more than a year. But core inflation, which takes out volatile food and energy prices, was flat for the month. And even for the past year, core inflation's only risen under 1%. That's the smallest increase in more than 40 years. Stock markets are retreating today with news that Germany, Europe's biggest economy, banned several types of speculative investments. Banks are worried other restrictions could be on the way. Investors are concerned it could exacerbate the market roller coaster. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us to talk about it. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what have they done?
They've banned, until the end of March next year, some types of speculation against European government bonds and also against some major banks and insurance companies. It's also designed to help the German government pass a very unpopular bill authorizing their contribution to that $1 trillion EU IMF bailout package.
And why, Stephen, has this affected markets around the world?
It's rattled investors because it's made them think maybe the crisis is even worse than they imagined. Stephen Lewis is chief economist with Monument Securities.
Many investors may have thought that the EU IMF package put to rest the problems in Europe, but clearly it hasn't.
And you know, Stephen, we're debating bank reform here in the United States too. So is there a similar movement going on in Europe?
Yes, only it's even more severe, you might say. There's been a long-standing distrust here of financial markets generally, especially in Germany and France. Trouble is, European governments in particular need to borrow a lot of money from financial markets. This action by the German government seems to have only widened the gulf of mistrust between the politicians and investors.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
As I said, markets around the world not quite impressed with the move. Shares in Europe are down at the moment, 1 or 2%, and Asian shares closed lower today as well. Wall Street yesterday, a good bit of selling. The Dow fell 118 points to close at 10,510. The head of an opposition group in Thailand has surrendered to authorities. Protesters there want the prime minister to resign. Well, today's arrests have sparked even more violence in the streets of central Bangkok. Freelance reporter Ramy Innocencio is with us and has the latest from Bangkok. Hi, Ramy.
Hi there.
It sounds like a lot of protesters and rioters are going after symbols of money. What are they targeting there?
That's exactly right. They're targeting symbols of money and power. Basically, just in the past few hours, groups of registered protesters have been attacking the Channel 3 news station and setting that ablaze. They've also attacked some of the main shopping centers in the central business districts, notably the Central World Plaza. Next to the Central World Plaza is one of the biggest movie theaters also in Bangkok, and that is also on fire.
And I understand the Thai stock exchange is on fire as well.
Yes, exactly. Just a few hours ago, the AP sent out a news alert saying just that. It is on fire, and they are currently trying to put it out.
And day-to-day life over there, Ramy?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It depends on where you are. If you're in the central business district where all the encampments have been, you know, it's a war zone. But if you go about 15 minutes away to some of the outer neighborhoods, it's almost as if nothing's happening. But the biggest thing affected by all this pretty much is tourism. People are scared to come to Bangkok, and with good reason, especially after today, with most of the major news stations covering the government trying to break through the barricades and successfully doing so. That is the face that foreigners and locals, of course, are seeing as Thailand right now. And it's going to be very difficult for them to recover from this.
Ramy Innocencio, freelance reporter in Bangkok. Ramy, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
There are lots of things we can learn from reality TV stars. Biggest thing probably, how to milk every last bit from your 15 minutes. the producers of one reality TV competition. Well, they're hoping you might want to learn something real, like how to roast a chicken. Here's Marketplace's Jeff Horwich.
In the Bravo Network show Top Chef, professional chefs take on food challenges and each other to win $125,000 and a whole lot of publicity. Here's contestant Spike Mendelsohn during season 4 having a moment.
That's what you should have done. It's been considerate that the two people that were working with you wanted to do butternut squash too, and you didn't want to do it at all.
And now here's Spike in the classroom.
And we cannot forget to season our potatoes. Everything else is really, really seasoned. I think the potatoes are feeling a little jealous.
Reality TV, meet online education. Starting today, Top Chef University is open for enrollment. There are 12 video lessons in the course. Each is $25. Spike and other former chef testants take you from basic knife handling through miso-glazed sea bass with baby bok choy.
It really is a real course of real lessons. It's not just smoke and mirrors.
Anthony Hoi Fong is Top Chef University's culinary director.
You know that you're getting real chefs. They're some of the brightest minds in the culinary world. The production quality of our videos will be a lot higher than, you know, a lot of the free stuff that you see out there on the internet.
It may sound gimmicky, but PR consultant David Parmet says offering online courses could boost Bravo and Top Chef's credibility.
They're competing with the Food Network here. The Food Network, it already has food in its name, so you already trust it as a source. Now Bravo is trying to build itself up into that market.
Still, don't expect a certificate from Top Chef University will launch you into that prestigious sous chef job. Only your friends and family can taste whether you're really doing your homework. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And finally, Oprah Winfrey's worth $2.6 billion. It must be tough to manage a TV empire and all that money. The Wall Street Journal says she's tapped star investor Peter Adamson to oversee her fortune. Right now, Adamson's running investments for billionaire Eli Broad. But maybe this switch to Oprah is good for Adamson. He can be more sensitive and better with relationships. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.